Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
Yeah, now you're going to have that song ringing in your head all day long, y'all. Got a special guest that joins me now via way of telephone. Her name is Suzanne Summers, best known for the role of Chrissy Snow on the hit sitcom Three's Company, late 70s through early 80s. She was also on Step by Step back in the 90s. You may remember that program in which she starred with Patrick Duffy. And there was another show that you were in, She's the Sheriff. Do you get a lot of questions? Do you get a lot of questions about that one?
No, I hated the outfit. when they canceled David Saltzman, who was the president of Lorimar at the time, he called me and said, "I'm sorry to tell you we're going to cancel," because it was first run syndication, was something they were trying. He said, "I'm really sorry to tell you this." I said, "Oh, I'm not. I'm happy to not put on that sheriff and those man pants ever again."
Awesome. Now, I know the primary reason that we have you on the line today is to talk about your new book, A New Way to Age. And I'm definitely looking forward to talking about that. But I do want to talk a little bit first about your Three's Company days, because you were really funny on that show. What was your favorite part about being on that show?
I think the opportunity to work with John Ritter, who was a master physical comedian, and I would just watch him and study him, and he and I had a chemistry that rarely happens in television. When one zigs, the other zags. It was really incredible. So that was the best thing. Also, I just loved creating that character. That was my first big job, and I would have taken the part of a monkey. You know, great, yes, the answer is yes, I don't care what you pay me. But when they said a dumb blonde, the dumbest blonde ever, and I thought, man, dumb blondes are so unlikable. How do I make her not only likable but lovable? And I feel that I achieved that. I think today, when people see me who know me from that show, they treat me with great affection. I think it's because the character was lovable and likable, and she wasn't irritating. She wasn't really dumb. She just had a circuitous route to logic. Yeah. And she had a strong moral code. You know, the audience knew what she would and would not do. And she would never tell a lie. She'd never take anybody's boyfriend. She always did the right thing, and she was outraged when things didn't happen like that. And so the audience would get to react to her before she even said it. And that's when you realize you've got a character that's under the skin of the audience. So it was a great, great opportunity.
Now, one thing that you're known for back in the 80s were the Thighmaster commercials.
Yes.
And I have to say this, Suzanne, I'm a member of the Junior Service League of Rome. We did an totally 80s Follies about 5 years ago. And there was a character, a Suzanne Summers character, with her Thighmaster. So I wanted to mention that to you. But that's kind of a segue to your new book. You're kind of a well-documented health and fitness guru, and your new book is entitled A New Way to Age. Why don't you tell me a little bit about it?
Because there is. I realized I am 73 years old now, and so chronologically I'm old, but I'm not old at all. And I believe it's because of what I've been doing for the past 20 years. You know, I start this book out by saying you never know where the veiled gift is going to come. But 20 years ago, I got cancer. I remember at the time refusing the treatment that they wanted me to take. And it became news. The fact that I didn't take the treatment became news. And I listened to, you know, one doctor talk to somebody on television saying she's going to die. And I thought, I'm going to change the way I eat. I'm going to change the way I think. I'm going to change the way I sleep. I'm going to win this. And I did. And I started realizing how important hormonal balance was, and that if estrogen were the issue, that all young women would have a breast cancer. It's not. It's when the imbalance starts around. Now it's like late 30s, mid 40s. It used to be late 40s, mid 50s. But because of stress and toxicity, women are declining in hormones earlier and earlier. And cancer is now an epidemic. And you got to start looking at, well, what are we doing? What's different? So here's what I know. I know that most people are most comfortable going allopathic. What is that? You go to the doctor, you go, here's the problem, doctor. And the doctor says, here's the pill for that problem. That's where most people are comfortable. It's what we've grown up with. It makes us feel safe. It's not radical. But if you're like me and you want to first go natural and only go to allopathic medicine when absolutely necessary, and when you need them, you need them. You know, if you've got pain, you need pharmaceutical drugs. But you first want to go natural, so you don't get all these foreign molecules in your body, which are very aging, and inhibit absorption of nutrients and minerals and things like that, then this is the book for you. This is not a radical book. This is introducing you to the new kind of doctors. They're MDs. I take you through each doctor like you get the dream appointment, you know, all the time in the world, ask every question you want, so that you really understand what they're doing, how they're thinking outside of the box, how they're integrative, how they use allopathic medicine when necessary, but they first go natural. As one doctor I've interviewed so many times, Dr. Wright, he said, using nature's tool. And so here's what I do. I replace the hormones I've lost in the aging process by lab work, so it's exactly individualized to me. I do, through lab work, I replace the nutrients in which I'm deficient, the minerals in which I'm deficient. I take energy-enhancing supplementation. I sleep 8 hours a night because my hormones are balanced. A lot of things that women my age are not experiencing. They're not sleeping. They have trouble controlling their moods. Their hair is stringy. They're prematurely wrinkling. The nails aren't good. That's all a language of the body. And I have very little of that. Not none, but very little. And so people are always saying to me, what are you doing? And this is the book that I say, here's what I'm doing. And if it interests you, it's all in here. Where to get it, where to get the test. It answers every question, I think. I work so hard on this book. It's my 27th book. And I've been writing books for over 40 years now.
Oh, my goodness. As long as I've been alive.
I know. So, I'm Irish. We either drink or write. I do both.
Well, that's all good. It's good to multitask. So basically, aging well has a lot to do with the choices that you make.
Absolutely. You've got it. That's exactly what it is. And we make short choices all day long. And I spoke to this group last year who take care of people in nursing homes. It's a chain. And the guy is real compassionate. And he started these new nursing homes where he treats his employees so well because he hated the way his mother was treated in nursing homes. So I walked out in front of him and I said, I want to thank you for the work that you do. And I bet every day when you're with these poor souls, you say to yourself, well, I hope this never happens to me. And I paused and I looked at them and I said, what are you doing differently? They didn't think this would happen to them. They didn't think they'd end up in a nursing home. They didn't think they'd end up not knowing who they are or who they were. So if you don't want to end up that way, then you got to think about every choice you make all throughout the day. You know, do I want this processed, chemicalized food, or would I rather have the salad over here that's organic? I eat a high-fat, high-protein, high-vegetable diet. I eat butter, cream, sour cream, olive oil, full-fat cream cheese. I have chicken piccata with lemon butter sauce on. That's how I eat, but it's all organic, and that's the difference. So the food is where you start, then replace what you've lost in aging or from the environment. And you just keep making these changes, and you start feeling so good. And what I love the most is my energy. I had a residency in Vegas 2 years ago. Oh, my God, I was loving it so much. And I was walking back to my hotel suite one night after the show, and I said to my husband, I want to be doing this when I'm 80, because I can visualize myself doing it at 80 with the energy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So isn't that what we all want?
Yeah.
We want to live a long time, but with quality. Because to live a long time with no quality, and we all know people like that, that's not living.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So, and again, we're chatting right now with TV star and health and fitness guru Suzanne Summers. Her new book is called A New Way to Age. Where can people get a copy of this book, Suzanne?
Anywhere. I'm sure they're lying on the streets everywhere. Suzanne Summers, go to SuzanneSummers.com and you can look at other things I've got going on there, like my organic skincare line and different things that will be of interest to people who are looking to go this route, supplements that I write about in the book and things like that. So I'm really proud of this book. This summer I was looking at my computer, I was sitting in front of it, and I had this revelation. I thought, I'm done. I did it. This is the book I set out to write, and I've written so many, I now know when I'm done. And most authors don't. They keep tweaking. I thought, no, this is done. I did it.
Awesome. Something to be said about a work you can be proud of. One other question, and I know you've got to run on for some other interviews, but I do have to ask, any other acting jobs on the horizon for Suzanne Summers?
You know, I'm not done. And I had the advantage of delicious characters so far. I don't want to just show up for the sake of showing up. I'm just, if something comes up and the fit is right, like, you know, I always wanted to age Chrissy Snow, because right now she'd be sort of like, I could play her like Jean Stapleton played Edith Bunker, you know?
Ah, yes!
Chrissy would not have, Chrissy would not have changed that much from who her soul is. So you know, when I feel there's something in front of me that I can really score. But in the meantime, you know, I've been with my husband for 50 years, since
wow.
I was in my early 20s. And I am in love, and I'm not kidding. We just have the best time together because he's living the same life. He's on testosterone replacement. We're having so much fun, and I think the secret to our success is we each have a tequila every night at our bar called Big Al's Bar, and we sit and we drink clear tequila because there's little to no sugar. So you don't gain any weight on it, and you don't drink very much of it because it's strong. And we talk, and we dance, and it's romantic, and I don't know. I'm loving my life. So I've done most everything I wanted to do, but I'm not done. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And as long, you know, you got to have those years to your life. There's absolutely no doubt of that.
Yeah.
Man, this has been an absolute pleasure to speak with you this morning. And I do want to add this. You are 15 days older than my dad. And Suzanne Summers, I think you, as well as Randy Davis, have aged very well. You're a great example for the rest of us. As somebody who is in my early 40s. You know, I remember back in the day when I was a kid, you know, getting ready to sell Girl Scout cookies, organizing the boxes and watching Three's Company while we were doing it. So,
Why do you sell Girl Scout cookies, too? So we got that in common. Well, yeah. I love that you watched me growing up. It makes me feel kind of nice and warm. I was really proud of that work, and I'm still proud of the work that I'm doing today. I'm very lucky to be working also.
Awesome.
I'll tell you one more thing about what's great about aging. The one thing about aging that I love is the wisdom and perspective that comes. And that's the one thing that no young person can buy or have. You have to earn it. But if you get there, like I've gotten there, and you're not all pilled up, your thinking is real clear. And the perspective is real clear. And I find for all the people who are all pilled up at my age, what a shame, because we're losing our wisdom pool. And what does the planet need more than anything right now than wisdom? So anyway, that's my parting thought.
Awesome. Very good. Very good. Well, I'll tell you what, this has been great to chat with you this morning. And again, it's Suzanne Summers. She is the actress and TV health and fitness guru. Her new book is A New Way to Age. Get it at your favorite bookstore. Suzanne, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.